那里聚集，他只得上船坐下。船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说：你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实；又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。又说有耳可听的就应当听。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和12个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说：神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。又对他们说：你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去。那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，及至为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。好，孩子们可以去主日学。下面我们把时间交给牧师。
Kids are dismissed to Sunday school, and we give the following time to Pastor.
Do you need space or you have everything? No. Okay. Good morning. 早安. It's a joy to be before you again to share from the Word of God.
很高兴有这样的机会再一次能跟大家分享主的道.
Before I begin, I want to say, it's weird. I'm sitting very close to you guys.
在开始的时候我要说也许觉得很奇怪我跟站得这么靠近你们.
It's because this is what we usually do. At the first service.
其实在第一堂聚会的时候，这是我们平常的站法。
When I stand over there, I feel very far away from you.
站在上面的时候就觉得跟你们很远。
And I like to be close.
希望我是希望能够跟你们近一点。
So forgive me if it feels a little weird, but we'll try it today.
很抱歉，如果你觉得很奇怪的话，我们是今天试试看。
But plus, when I'm behind that, I can do whatever I want under the.
站在后面，我就可以随便我藏在背后做什么都可以。
So all jokes aside.That's why I want to be close.
开玩笑归开玩笑，这个是我们今天要讲的
题目。So today, we're in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 20.
今天我们要看的是马可福音第四章第一到第
二节。You can go to the next slide.
可以到下一个。
All right, we'll just say it right here. Let me open us to the word of prayer, and then we'll begin.
我们在开始的时候做一个祷告，然后我们再开始。
Father God,
父神
，We thank you so much for this time that you've gathered us.
我们你让我们能够在一起，我们非常的感谢。
Like the parable says, Lord, let us be the soil that can receive your word today.
愿像今天所讲的这个撒种的比喻，让我们的心能够领受这道。
Perhaps some of us are in dark places.
也许我们在黑暗当中。
Or perhaps we are in good places.
也许我们在光明之中。
We ask that your spirit would meet us today, right where we're at.
但是不管我们在哪里，求你的圣灵今天与我们同在。
We thank you for your Son Jesus, our Savior, for the gospel that He has given us.
我们谢谢主耶稣基督和他所带来的这个福音。
We pray, Father, that you would bless this word as we share it today.
求你自己祝福我们今天所要分享的这段经文。
Give us the strength to sit through the temperature that's a little high right now.
给我们有足够能力，能够在这个比较热的这个环境里面坚持住。
May we glorify you through this worship.
在敬拜当中荣耀你的名。
Jesus Christ, that we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Right. So, as you may not know, For the first service, we are going through the Gospel of Mark.
也许你们不晓得，我们在第一堂聚会的时候，我们正在这个一起的看马可福音。
And the series is called Jesus Revealed.
这个系列是被称为耶稣被显明出来。
The reason why we did that is because at that point, a lot of Christians that had witnessed Jesus' death were starting to die.
因为在这个书信的陈述的时候，很多人已经经验过耶稣基督但是在受苦之中
，yes, suffering whether through persecution,
有时候是因为逼迫
，or just old age,
或者是因为年纪。
And so Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark as an account of what Jesus, who Jesus was, for all of us to have today.
所以马可就写了这封书信，让人家知道耶稣是谁也让我们今天的人可以知道耶稣是谁。
So we studied that because.We want to know who Jesus really is.
因为我们来研读这个，是因为我们希望知道耶稣是谁。
And so now we're actually in chapter 4. So whatever I get to share with you for the next few months, I will be speaking from probably Mark, different stories.
所以我们现在已经进行到第四章，所以以后如果有机会到第二堂来讲，可能都是从这个马可福音当中取材。
And so with that, I'll start today with a question.
所以我开始的时候有一个问题
，very simple question.
很简单的问题。
Have you ever, in your life, been inspired or encouraged by perhaps a person or book you read, art or music, that makes you want to be someone more?
你在你的生命当中有没有这样的经验，被一首诗歌或者一个人或者什么事情让激发你心里面那个更崇高的理想，希望做一个跟你今天不一样的一个人
？Has it happened?
是有这样子的事情发生在你的生命里面吗
？Okay.I think many of us have been inspired by these things.
我想很多人都有这样子的经验。
For me personally, one of the ways I'm inspired is by books of great men and women.
我个人的经验是我常常被我所读的这些书，这里面所看见的人物，或男或女，给我的这种的一种心灵的激发。
Their life, their wisdom, the way they live, the way they speak, inspire me to be a better man.
他们的生命，他们的智慧，他们所言所做。
So one of my favorite, of course, is Martin Lloyd Jones.
这个我其中一个人，比方说这个Lloyd Jones Dr. Lloyd Jones,
或者 Spurgeon,
或者是斯布珍，
或者是 Martin Luther King Jr.,
或者是马丁路德。
But that
这个美国的马丁路德。
还有 and there, of course.There's other people like my professors, my mentors.
当然有些是我的教授我的指导老师。
And the reason I bring that up is because today, what Jesus does is he shares with us a parable.
我之所以会提这件事情，是因为耶稣今天跟我们分享了一个比喻。
It's so important.
它非常的重要。
And he even explains it.
他甚至亲自来解释它。
So this kind of makes my sermon to you today very difficult.
结果也因为这样，让我今天的讲道就非常困难。
Because what more can I say if he's already told you what the story is about?
因为如果耶稣都已经解释了，我今天还能够讲什么呢
？But what I want to point out is that Jesus has a very important purpose for this parable.
但是我想要说的是，耶稣基督在讲这个道理的时候，他有一个非常重要的目的。
So here's some facts. Parables. Okay, sorry.
这是一些简单的事实。关于比喻的事实
For parables, there's not many of them. There's only about 60 total, about, I think.
在福音书里面这些的比喻大概一共也就差不多60个。
And most of them are Matthew and Luke.
大部分都是在马太跟这个路加里面。
And Mark has a few.
马可里面有一些。
But John, I don't think has any.
我想约翰福音可能一个都没提到。
Or maybe like very simple ones.
也许有很简单的。
But this is probably one of the only ones that are fully explained.
但是这一个比喻可能是唯一的一个耶稣完全的解答。
And there's a reason for that.
那这中间有一个原因的。
It's because this is supposed to be the key to understand why Jesus used parables.
这因为这个是我们知道耶稣基督为什么要用比喻讲到的一个关键。
It's to show you how important Jesus is.
让你能够知道耶稣为何是如此。
And how you can change your life.
它怎么样能够改变你的人生
？You see, the gospel is supposed to be good news.
你知道所谓的这个福音就是好消息的意思。
Is that advice? 它不是 advice，
不是一个建议。
It's something that's supposed to, when you receive it, you cannot ignore it. It changes your life.
它意思是你要能够去接受它，而能够让它改变你的生命。
Kind of like really good news. Like if you have a kid or you have a your wife is pregnant, that's good news. You can't change it. You can't go, oh, I want to change this.
这个就好像你听到一个好消息，说你太太怀孕了，这个是一个好消息，那不是你能够去拒绝或者试着要去改变它的。
It will change your life, though.
它会改变，毫无疑问的会改变你的人生。And
so, this is what the gospel is.
这就是福音的意思。It's
like a seed that you plant.
像一个种子种在土里。So
why use the seed?
为什么要用种子比喻呢？
Here's three reasons.
那里有三个原因。
This is what I'm gonna. This is the breakdown of kind of my sermon today.
这是今天我大概要讲的三个点。
First of all,
第一,
what can the seed do? What does the
种子能够做什么？
Second one is how does the soil matter, or what is a matter?
土壤有什么关系?
And lastly, this mystery of the seed.
三就是这个种子的奥秘。
Okay, so those are the three points.
这就是三我要讲的三点。
So if you want to take notes, that's the way to do it.
如果你要记笔记，这就是这三点。
I usually do this for the first services. The college kids, they like to take notes, so it helps them to organize it.
我通常第一堂我都这样做，因为那些都是大学生，他们喜欢做笔记。
So what can the seed do? First point.
所以第一点就是。 这个种子能做什么?
The seed has the power of life.
种子有生命的力量。
The gospel, it has power to create and to give life.
福音有能力可以产生生命。
Yeah. Very briefly, if you ever read the first book of the Bible, Genesis,
如果你很简单的看这个创世纪第一本书，圣经第一本书,
God, he speaks.
当上帝说,
and things start to happen. Creation happens.
这个世界就被创造.
And you see the creator's, his word, God's words produce life.
所以你看见神的话来产生了生命.
It has ability to change, to affect things.
它的话能够使事情改变.
So for the first service, I had all these quotes for references, but we don't need those. I just trust me on this one, so we can keep going forward.
第一堂的时候我举了很多的经文，但是我相信你们不需要，所以我们继续往下讲。
But what I mean is our words, even our words, have the power to inspire and to encourage people.
我要说的是，即使我们说的话都有能力去影响改变一个人，
especially parents, right?
特别是父母，
teachers,
老师。
It gives people this power, this encouragement to do things that they don't think they could do. And then it changes, or they don't think they could do it at all.
他们可以鼓励让一些人做一些他们原本认为自己做不到的事情。
So lately, I've been working out. It's starting to tell a difference, but you really can't see it yet. I'm working on it.
我最近开始健身，虽然你现在还看不出成果，但是它正在改变当中。
One of the guys I work out with, I train him.
其中有一个跟我一起这个健身的，我锻炼他。
And he is very a lot more fit than he started.
他已经非常，比起他刚开始的时候已经更强壮了。
My words of encouragement have motivated him to do what he could never do before.
我给他的一些鼓励的话，让他做了一些他以前自己想自己做不到的事情。
Which is very impressive.
的确是非常令人惊讶。
And so in the same way, the word of God has the power to produce life. It has the power to create, to inspire.
所以同样的，上帝的话能够这个 produce I'm sorry,
produce life
可以产生生命，这个改变人。
Okay, here's take a step back.
让我们退一步来说。
If I took my iPhone or my iPad right now,
如果我把我的 iPhone 和我的 iPad 拿着，
and I planted in the soil,
然后我把它种到泥土里。
Would it do anything?
它会产生什么结果?
If I watered it, I let the sun, and I wait for a few days,
等几天, 太阳晒一晒, 结果会是如何?
Nothing happens.
没有什么事情会发生。
Right? It won't give life.
它不会产生生命。
But the seed,
但是种子,
it has the power to
内在有一个力量。
The gospel, it's like a seed. It has the power to radically change your life.
所以这个福音就是有这样子内在的力量。
It has the power to expose to you the very spiritual life of God.
它有这样能力让你能够去经验那个圣灵灵里的能力。
It allows you to become really alive.
让你生命能够更加的活泼。
You know, I think what makes humans unique in this world.
我想让我们人类之所以在这个世界里面非常独特的原因
，is not just that we think and we feel.
不只是因为我们能够思想或者是感受。
We could also we have thumbs, right?
我们也有大拇指。
We can name things.
我们可以
give things names.
去取个这个在这个世界上取各种东西给它命名。
We can create new ideas, new things.
我们会创造一些新的东西。
We can innovate, create technologies, new technology.
我们会创新来创造很多不同的科技。
And we can tell what is right from what is wrong.
我们可以知道什么是什么是非。
Okay, now I know some animals can kind of tell the simplest of terms, but they cannot do it as complicated as humans can.
也许有些动物可能也可以有一些是非的感觉，但是它觉得没有办法像我们人类这么的复杂。
And so, if a human being was to lay there and not move,
如果一个人在躺在那个地方都完全不能动
I'm not trying to be insulting, but if someone was like that, or if they act like an animal,
我不是要这个取笑人，但是如果我们人就像那样子不能动的植物，或者是我们就只是像一个动物一样
，we don't know how to talk, we don't know how to communicate, we're just laying there, or we just move, we don't listen，
或者是我们就躺在那个地方不动，或者是我们这个讲话也不听人不听别人讲
，then we would consider those people not to be really alive, not to really live。
我们不会认为这样子的人他是真的是活出他的生命的潜能。
And so what Jesus says here is that the Word of God, the Gospel, when it's planted in your life, what it does is it doesn't make you less alive, it makes you more alive.
所以耶稣基督是说，福音的种子种在你心里的时候，它会让你的生命更加的有生命力，而不是变得更死气沉沉。
And so I'll use my own life as an example.
所以让我用我自己的生活来做一个比喻。
Now, many of you here probably remember a time when TV was black and white.
我想许多你们坐在当中的人可能知道什么是黑白电视。
Or when you saw pictures, they're all black and white.
或者你看过那个照片，黑白电视长什么
样。When I was a kid, I thought that was people's lives were just colorless.
所以这个小时候我就觉得那个这人的生活就是黑白的电视。
Yeah. But when I became a Christian, what I came to see was that my life before the gospel, before Jesus, was very much black and white.
当我成为基督以后，回头来看，就觉得在我信主之前的生活就好像是一个黑白的世界。
And then, as I became a Christian, my life became more colorful.
当我成为一个基督徒以后，我的生命就多了色彩。
I think it was monochromatic, it's black and white, right? Monochromatic, single color, to 480, to 720, to 1080, to HD 3D. That's how I feel right now when I look at life. I see things differently.
我想。基督徒生命成长的过程就好像我们从那个黑白电视变成彩色电视变成高画质的这个电视变成这个 3D 的这个电视
Yeah, life becomes more vivid, more real.
这个我们的生命就更加的真实也更加的生动
And I think as the seed of the gospel, it works into your soul through your life. The way I look at the world around me becomes very more God-viewing.
所以当福音的种子种在我们的心里的时候我们的生命成长就会让我们我们的视野就更越来越接近神的观点。
We as Christians know it as the spiritual aspect of our lives.
我们知道基督徒，我们知道这是一个属灵生命的这个一个。
We see God in everything. We see the realness of who God is.
我们可以看见耶稣神他真实的本性。
We see His desire for us to be holy.
我们也知道他对我们的一个圣洁的盼望。
His love for me, despite my failures, my sins.
他在我们即使失败当中，依然对我们有一个恒久的爱心。
I see more of His justice, more of His grace, more of His mercy.
我们看见他更多的看见他的公义，他的恩典。
And we start to see the reason why there's hope, there's shalom, peace in this world that needs to happen.
所以我们也看到为什么这个世界。会更多的需要这种盼望平安 shalom.
And we understand why resurrection is so important, why Jesus' resurrection is so vital.
我们也可以知道为什么耶稣基督他的复活对我们来讲是至关重要。
Our understanding of God is no longer just here.
所以认识耶稣认识这个神就不单只是头脑上的知识。
It also is felt.
也是心里面的一种的感觉。
And we believe it.
而且是一种相信。
So this is what the gospel does.
所以这就是福音可以带来的 功能。
It comes into your life.
它进到我们的生活里面，生命里面。
It paints everything with a beautiful color.
它给带把这个带啊这个给这个世界啊添上了彩色的这个装饰。
And because I like coffee, I use this too. It offers a sweetness, a richness, like cream and sugar.To a cup of life that's bitter, often.
因为我喜欢喝咖啡，所以我用这样的比喻说，啊，福音好像是这个糖跟牛奶，这个让这原本是苦的这个咖啡带来了甜的啊甜蜜的滋味。
And so what happens is when the gospel gets deep, it starts to change the way you deal with life, how you face the hard things of life.
所以当福音进到我们内心深处的时候，它就改变我们怎么去面对这个世界，处理内心的一些问题。
Because whereas the world might be feeling hopeless, feeling dead,
也许在这个世界里面，很多事情看起来死气沉沉或者毫无希望。
Christ's promises, the gospel, it starts to go into your heart like roots.
所以啊，这个福音它所带来的这个盼望，它的应许。就在我们的心里面扎根。
When there's places in your heart that are empty, there's life.
在原来心里面有一个空洞的地方，它开始有了生命。
So I see that as the gospel working.
我就看这个好像就是福音在我们生命里面的工作。
Okay. You guys weren't here, but the last few months I've been sharing with our Resound group Sunday and Thursdays. Our first service is called Resound. We've been sharing.
在过去也许你不晓得几个、礼拜我跟这个、所谓的回响、小组他们礼拜天礼拜四的这个聚会我都跟他们这样分享。
I say that the Christian faith, religion, faith is not religion.
所以我们的信仰不是一种宗教。
A lot of you may think our faith is like a religion.
很多人会认为、你们当中会认为信仰就是宗教。
In some sense, it's a little bit like it, but it's not.
也许是有一些部分相似，但不完全一样。
The difference is this.
这中间的区别是这样子。
You obey. You do things.
你、遵行一些的、教规。
And because you do those things, you think you are accepted by God, that you deserve God.
当你来遵行这些教规的时候，你就觉得、这个上帝喜欢你是理所当然的。
So of course, that God should do things for you, let you go to heaven, let you be a good Christian.
当然，这样子的话，上帝啊，为你做些事情，让你进天堂，都是理所当然的。
And so I always tell young people this.
所以我常跟这些年轻人说
，Going to church does not make you a Christian.
你人到了教堂不会让你成为一个基督徒。
Just like going to McDonald's,
当你到 McDonald 的时候
，doesn't make you a Big Mac.
不会让你成为一个。
Your actions does not define, does not lead to who you become.
你的行为不会让你来决定你是什么样的人。
It's because of God's grace, God's acceptance of you first.
是因为上帝他对你的这个接纳。
This love, this grace through Jesus.
他的爱和恩典啊，透过这个耶稣基督
that changes your life. It makes you want to live a life of faith.
改变了你，给你了信心。
So I would say,You obey, therefore you're accepted, is religion.
所以我会说，如果你认为、你遵行，然后你被上帝接纳，这个想法是所谓的宗教。
But it's the truth is that you are accepted as a result you obey.
但是实际上、我们的信仰是你先被接纳，然后你因此愿意去遵行。
The Christian faith.It's not things to put onto your life.
基督教的信仰不是、有一些东西要加在你的生活里。
They're not like extra boards or things you hammer and mechanically stick to the thing.
它不是有一些东西好像、用机械的方式把它钉在你的生活，把你框起来。
We're not robots.
我们不是、机械人。
We're not mechanical.
我们不是机器。
Not just about your actions.
我们不只是会做一些动作。
The truth is, I think the reality of it is that our faith is organic.
我想实情是我们的信仰是一种有机的有机体。
It's not fast.
它不会是一种快速的东西。
It's not clanky.、Right?
它也不是非常的
mechanical.
不是机械的，不是像机械发出那个吭吭的声音。
It's like a seed that becomes a tree.
它就像一个种子长出真理。
Some of you guys here are new parents.
我们当中许多的这个 父母啊。
Yeah, a lot of parents. A lot of young parents, a lot of older parents, experienced grandparents.
有年轻的，有老的，有祖父母。
And we all know this is true.
我们都知道这是实情。
Organic life starts fetus to a baby.
我们知道这个小孩子是从这个胎儿啊、这个胚胎成为一个人。
Yeah, from fetus to baby to child to teenager who talks back to an adult who pays their taxes, who takes care of the responsibilities to the older brother or sister, the elderly.
Right? 所以从小 baby 变成大人、就要付税变得 成年、这个、要照 顾, 这个很照顾家人。
And so you know that as one gets older, one develops.
所以当你看见人成长的时候，他就逐渐的发展。
They become more complex.
变得更越来的 越复杂化。
Not just physically.
不但是身体如此。
But also beautifully.
也 beautifully, 也在美丽的事情上更多
彩多姿。They become wiser,
变得更聪明。
They become smarter,
变得更有智慧。
More creative,
更有创造力。
And they start to be able to interact with you. They don't just take your milk.
他就会可以和你和平共处，不会去抢你的牛奶。
Maybe in teenagers, they're not very nice.
当他们还是这个这个青少年的时候，他们实在是不是很这个。不是很 nice 的。
And I was a teenager once. I know I was not always a good son.
So 我过去也是青少年，所以我知道青少年的时候不是很乖的。
But today my relationship with my parents are a lot better.
现在我和我父母的关系当然好很多。
So they become stronger, tougher. We become stronger, tougher, able to handle more difficult situations.
所以我们变得更强壮啊，更有力啊，能够处理很多不同的四周的事情。
In the same way, as God works in you and I,
同样的，当上帝在我们身上工作的时候
，the spiritual seed as it plants deep into your soul,
当这个这个属灵的这个种子种在你心灵魂里面的时候
，the gospel finds its roots in your heart.
福音就在你的心里面找到一个位置。
You become generous.
你变得更这个
大方，
大方
，more humble.
更谦卑
more gracious, more loving,
更有恩典
not just to people that you like,
不单是对你喜欢的人如此
but to people that you normally don't wouldn't like or talk to.
你对其他你不喜欢，你平常不愿意跟他讲话的人也是如此
Don't you see? You become more alive.
所以你看，我们的生命就更加的有活力
This is the way the gospel works.
这个是福音的工作的方式
Okay. So that's my first point.
这是我第一个要讲的
Then What does the soil do? How does the soil help it?
接下来我们要看这个泥土对我们有什么帮助。
My first point is the soil. What it does is it allows the seed to germinate, which leads to change.
我想第一点就是这个泥土让这个种子可以萌芽
which leads to incredible change.
然后就可以产生让我们产生变化。
See, a seed can only produce life if it becomes a plant.
我想。这个种子必须要成为一个植物，它才能够生产。
So today we looked. There's four different types of soil that we're looking at.
今天我们经文看到四种不同的泥土。
And the question you have to think about is, it depends on where the soil, where the seed goes.
我想我们必须思考的是，真的是要全部在乎于这个种子落在什么样的泥土里。
Because where it goes determines does it.Germinate? Does it become does it come alive?
看它落在什么里面，什么土上，我们就会决定它会不会长大，
甚至
成为植物。
So the depth, the location. Next slide. Yeah, depth or the location. Next one. The placement, the location, the depth of the seed matters.
所以这个种子种在什么地方它种的多深会决定了它的将来。
So for example, the first seed.It doesn't go in at all.
比方说第一个种子它根本就没有落在土里面。
So the birds come and take it.
所以鸟过来就把它吃走叼走了。
The second seed is too shallow.
第二个种子它是这个太浅了在很浅的土里面。
It doesn't have enough nutrients from the soil.
它没有足够的这个营养。
The third thing is the third seed ends up in a place where the seed is with too much other weeds and thorns.
第三个它是掉在一个地方，它附近有太多的刺，这个荆棘跟它一起生长。
So it interferes with its growth.
所以就使得它的成长受到阻碍，最后就死掉了。
See, what Jesus is trying to say is that the seed has to find the right spot, like the gospel, in the right depth in your heart.
所以耶稣基督要告诉我们是这个种子必须在我们的生命里面找到一个正确的位。
But how does it grow? How does it germinate?
但是它怎么样能够萌芽呢?
It takes time.
它需要有时间。
It takes nurturing.
它需要有营养。
It takes care.
它必须有适当的照顾。
Right, sunlight, water, constantly.
经常的要有阳光跟水分。
The gospel, when it's planted in the right place, it takes time to grow in your life.
所以当福音种在 合适的地方的时候, 它需要时间来成长。
It needs time to grow its roots deeply.
它需要有时间让它能够根扎得深。
So it can grow up and bear fruit.
长大, 这个成熟, 结果。
And so after the Christian, how do you grow the gospel?
对一个基督徒来讲, 我们怎么样,
grow with the gospel?
在能够福音中成长呢?
I think we grow like the seed does, by learning, by listening, by applying, by thinking. Constant, gradual care.
我想我们所需要的就好像这个经常性的这样子的照顾, 不管是聆听学习。
And because of that, it starts to change. It starts to affect things around it eventually. And it can eventually bear fruit.
所以我们就逐渐的被改变, 以至于到有一天我们可以结实, 结果。
And when we're able to bear fruit, then we're able to bless and do other things.
当我们可以结果的时候, 我们就可以成为, 旁边人的祝福。
Christians know this as the process of sanctification.
基督徒, 知道这样子的一个过程, 我们给它一个名字叫做成圣。
And what I'll say very simply, I have a, I'll sort of share an illustration, but it's hot today, so.
所以我讲一个简单的, 这个比喻。
What happened was, I preached a sermon last year in James.
上去年的时候, 举了一个, 讲了一篇道是跟这个雅各书有关系。
And in James chapter 2, there was an issue that came up.
在雅各书第二章的时候有一个, 讨论了一个问题。
What happened was the church people would welcome rich people to sit in the right places, but they would not let the poor people, they wouldn't treat the poor people very well.
在那时候教会里面有一个现象就是, 有钱的人这个教会特别欢迎给他好的位置, 这个没有钱的他就, 不理不搭理他们。
And what James does is he writes this letter to them to challenge them.
所以雅各就写了这样子的一封信来跟, 跟这个教会里面挑战教会里面的人。
To tell them what to do.
告诉他们该怎么做。
But what he was really trying to do,
但是他实际上做的事情是,
he's saying is the gospel that you know and I know has not reached the right soil in your heart.
他实际上说的是那个你我所听过的这个福音的种子, 没有掉到我们, 合适的土, 心灵的土壤。
And you didn't realize the depth of what Jesus has done for you.
你没有认识到耶稣基督所为你做的事情是何等的深,有深远的影响。
James chapter 2.
在雅各书第二章,
we'll come back to it in a few minutes, but what I want to ask you is, has the gospel sunk into your heart to the right place, in the deep soil, so that it can bear fruit in all your actions?
所以我要问的是, 福音的种子有没有在你的心里面找对地方能够扎根, 以至于它能够成长结果?
Yes, so that's my second point.
这是我所要说的第二点。
And so this leads me to my last point.
接下来要讲第三点。
What is the mystery of the seed?
这个种子的奥秘在哪里?
Because the seed is very weak.
你知道这个种子其实是非常的脆弱的。
I was just sharing with the first service today that we even eat seeds. Chinese people like seeds.
我想我们甚至喜欢吃各种的豆子, 那个种子, 中国人很喜欢吃这些东西的。
Right, like sunflower seeds?
喜欢吃向日葵种子。
Yeah. What Jesus says about the seed is that it's very weak.
所以我们看耶稣基督讲这个比喻里面这种子是非常的, 软弱脆弱的东西,
but it's very powerful.
但同时又非常有能力,
very capable.
非常, 有能力。
What I mean is look at this.
我所要说的是你看看这个,
out of the four seeds,
在这四个不同的种子,
three of them don't even make it.
其中有三个基本上,
three of them basically have been rejected.
被好像被抛弃, 被拒绝了。
And what I would compare that to is the people that receive the gospel.
所以拿这个来比喻我们所, 所有的人听见这个福音。
For some of you here, you've heard the story of Jesus so many times.
你听过耶稣基督讲这故事, 可能不晓得听过多少次。
So your heart is like as hard as that road.
所以也许你的心就硬得跟, 里面讲的那个土, 那个地一样。
So that first it hits your heart, but it just doesn't go in.
所以当这个种子 落在那个地方的时候，它进不去。
And it says in the Bible verse, Satan comes and snatches it up.
所以圣经里面说，好像撒旦来就马上就把它夺走了。
But the second one, it gets in, but not very deep.
但是第二种好像落在这个浅土里面，但是它进不到深处。
And what it's like is the person that comes to Jesus and wants miracles.
就好像有些人来到耶稣面前说，我要看神迹。
You just want Jesus to do things for you.
你只是要耶稣基督为你做一些事情。
But you don't want a deeper relationship.
但是你不希望跟他有什么更深一层的关系。
And the third is like the person that is so concerned, so worried about what everyone else thinks about them.
第三种就好像也许有一些人他们非常在乎四周的人怎么来看他。
And so they're so discouraged by what other people say, they give up.
所以他们就太在意别人四周怎么看怎么讲，所以他就放弃了。These
first three seeds, what they really are like,
所以这前面这三种的种子,
are like people that want something from Jesus.
好像什么呢? 好像人来到耶稣面前要向他要东西。
God, what can you do for me?
神，你可以为我做什么？
But they don't want a relationship with Jesus.
但是他们却不希望跟神有任何关系。
See the relationship, it's very shallow or it's not there at all.
所以他们与神之间的关系要不就是非常肤浅，要不就是根本就不存在。
In the first moment of trouble or bad things, they give up.
当碰到挫折，他们好像就放弃了。
And I think we all agree, we don't want relationships like that.
我想我们都同意，我们不希望有一个肤浅的关系。
Who wants a relationship like that?
谁会希望有这样子的肤浅关系？
We don't want our children to be like that to us. We don't want our spouses to be like that. We don't want our friendships to be like that.
我们不希望我们的儿女、我们的配偶、我们的朋友跟我们之间的关系是如此的肤浅。
Out of these four, only one truly wants a relationship.
在这四个不同的种子里面，只有一个种子，它是真正盼望。
And Jesus points it out. Verses 11 to 12. Let's take a look at that.
让我们看一下第十一节开始。
Verse 10 开始好了。
从这个第十节开始好。
It says, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven.
这个地方他就讲到说，无人的时候跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说：神国的奥秘，只叫你们知道；若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻；叫他们看是看见，却不晓得；听是听见，却不明白。恐怕他们回转过来，就得赦免。
And what is happening is, Jesus here is quoting from Isaiah chapter 6.
在这个地方，其实耶稣是引用以赛亚书第六章。
And basically, every time it's used, it's about people's lack of faith, their hard hearts.
其实每一次引用这个地方的时候，是讲到人心里面缺乏了信心。
See, the people that have surrounded Jesus, the majority of them, just want him for what Jesus can do for them.
其实当时围绕在耶稣基督四周的人，大部分都是只是希望耶稣能够为他们做一些事。
They don't care to know him deeper. They don't care to know what he's really trying to say. The content.
他们并没有真的想要认识耶稣是谁，也不想知道他真正他所传讲的是什么内容。
And what I'll say is, what Jesus is saying is this: the parables are like a filter.
耶稣说的好像是说这个福音。 就好像一个过滤器一样,
those that don't want to get deeper get stuck at the filter. They don't get through.
那些你不希望有一个更深关系的人，他就会被卡在这个滤网上面。
Those that really want to know allow it to get deeper and to work through them.
所以那些希望能够有认识更深的人，他这个就可以透过这个滤网得到 进到这个关系。
And what Jesus says is basically, I want to teach those people the truth. I give it to everyone, but most people don't really want to know what I'm teaching.
耶稣基督他实际上是说，我希望所有人都能明白，但是不是所有人都愿意接受。They
just want to use me.
他们只是希望会利用我。So
result, they'll never understand truth.
以至于他们就不能够真正的明白我所说的。That's
the great mystery.
这就是这个其中的奥秘。See
the seed, it's very weak.
你可以看见这个种子是非常的脆弱。It's
very fragile.
非常的脆弱的。
It's not a bullet.
它不是一个子弹。
It's not a bomb or grenade.
不是一个炸弹，不是手榴弹。
Right, because of those things, you throw it against something, those things break. Right?
如果因为这些东西，如果丢在别人那个地方，你会把东西炸翻了。
But if you threw a seed at the window, it's not going to break anything. People will laugh at you.
如果你把那个种子丢在这个窗上，这个不会产生什么结果。
Right, unless it's a really big seed, but
除非是很大的一个。
You get my illustration, right?
我想你知道我的意思。
Okay, no gun, no bullet, no grenade, no sword, no hammer, no tool can do what a seed can do.
但是却没有任何的子弹手榴弹炸弹这个工具能够做像这个种子这么大的工作。
Because one seed can change the world.
因为一颗种子可以改变整个世界。
It can bear fruit that can feed hundreds.
它可以长出果实使百人吃饱。
And then those seeds can become war seeds that bear food for thousands to millions.
而那些种子又能够再繁衍使千人万人得饱。
Right, in fact, but to kind of illustrate it, coffee.
有这样子的说法说这个咖啡。
This is probably somewhat true, somewhat not true. I can't guarantee it.
我不能保证这是真的故事，不过有这样的说法。
Most coffee that we drink is Arabica coffee.
这个在美国我们所喝的这个咖啡
It's mostly one type.
绝大部分就是一种咖啡。
And that type is usually less bitter or it's more flavorful, so we drink that bean, that type.
我们就喝那种咖啡豆那种是比较有味有香味的。
And throughout most of the Americas, and through like even like Asia or Africa, some parts,The originating seed is a seed that was stolen from a royal garden in Holland.
这个我们所喝大部分的这个这个咖啡都是从这个树，最终都是从一个这个荷兰的一个这个皇宫里面的一棵树后来被偷走的。
As he was going to the Atlantic, he only has about a certain amount of water, so he would give up some of his water to feed this tree, small little seed and tree.To get it to America.
所以他们就把那棵小很小的苗，因为他们只有一点点水，所以把那棵苗就从这个欧洲带到美洲来。
He brought it to the U.S. to the U.S. When he brought it to the U.S., he planted it in Martinique, which is like one of the islands of the Caribbean.
所以他们就到了这个，其实是在靠近南美加勒比海那个地方，在那个地方把它种下去。
Coffee is very resourceful, so it can absorb flavors and it's very hardy.It can handle a lot of different altitudes.
咖啡是相当的顽强的一种的植物，所以它可以在很不好的环境里面也长。
Some places it's very invasive, it's like a weed.
很多人说它就像野草一样，是可以这样子繁衍。
But it grew, it grew, it grew, it spread all over.
然后
they took it to other places in Asia, in Africa.
所以后来它就开始蔓延，以至于后来甚至有这样的种子就。这种树就到了亚洲。
Okay, so it's ironic because Africa is where it actually was from originally. The original tree was from.
其实很有意思的是，这个树本来是从欧洲到了这个是从非洲到欧洲的。
Yeah, that's the mystery.
这好像就是种子的奥秘。
A seed so weak,
种子虽然非常的软弱
，which seems to be unable to do anything.
好像它什么事情都不能够做。
With a lot enough time, enough care.Cover the world.
它如果有足够的时间和照顾，可以遍布这个整个世界。
We even seen this when we walk on the road. Sometimes, what do you see?
如果我们走在路上，你其实也会看见。你看见什么呢
？You see concrete that's broken, right?
看见那个水泥地都被翻开来。
If we try to beat it with our hand, we'll probably break our hand.
如果我们敲这个水泥地，我们手都会敲坏了。
But the root of a tree breaks the concrete in half.
但是树的根却能够把这个水泥的路翻起来。
So like what I'm saying,
所以我所要说的是
，How you respond to the seed? We think it's weak.
你怎么样面对这个看来似乎是极为软弱的种子
？But what Jesus says is it's very powerful.
耶稣却说他是非常的有能力。
And if you look at who Jesus is,
如果你看耶稣基督是谁
，He didn't come powerfully.
他并没有好像以威大有能力的形象来到。
He didn't come spectacularly.
他并没有好像让人这个怎么这个好像非常辉煌的来到这个世界。
But he was very humble, simple.
他却以一种简单这个谦卑的方式来到世界。
He didn't come as a general.
他并没有来好像一个伟大的。这个军事将军一样
，like a hero，
像一个大英雄
，or like a king，
或者是一个国王
，came in the humblest of matters，
但是却以一个非常谦卑的样式来到。
And it, Paul talks about this.
保罗实际上讲到这一件事情。
Next one. In 1 Corinthians, he's writing to a people that were very proud.
他在哥林多书信里面写给一些非常骄傲的一批人。
You guys heard this one because Pastor John has preached for 1 Corinthians, how the people were very messed up.
我想你们听过，因为这个严牧师在讲过哥林多前书。
And basically, what he says to them is, "You're not that special."
他其实要说的，其实你们并没有那么厉害。
But God, He chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
所以在第一章的第27节内，他就说神拣选了世上愚拙的叫智慧叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的叫被人厌弃的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
You see, Jesus became what was weak.
耶稣基督
was weak.
成为这个软弱的样子。
What was not assuming?
成为一个不是盛气凌人的样子。
Came not to be judged, but to be judged for our sake.
他来这里不是审判我们，倒是为了我们的缘故被神审判。
And he entered into the deep soil.
他进入了这个深的泥土当中。
He died so that he could bear true life.
他死以至于他能够这个带出新的生命。
See, the true seed is Jesus. He's the ultimate seed.
这个耶稣基督才是这个真的种子。
His dying was to meant to give life, to produce great fruit.
他死亡的目标就是要能够带出这个新的生命。
I use this word paradox. Is this a Chinese word for paradox? Okay.
我喜欢用这个字叫做这个悖论。
This is the secret and the paradox of the gospel.
这个就是种子奥秘的一个悖论。
It's the weakness of the Lord that will change you.
是这个耶稣基督他的这个软弱能够改变。
It's the weakness of Christ. It's the power of His word to radically change you from the depths of who you are, from inside, to become the person that God has truly made you to be. Sorry, you should speak this. Sorry.
那个这个悖论的是说这个秘密是上耶稣基督他的这个软弱呢，可以让我们这个他的话能够让在我们的生命的深处产生一个巨大的改变，使我们成为我们真的能够成为的一个完美的样子。
Yeah, and so that's why when James he wrote a letter when he wrote to the people in the book of James chapter 2 in Jerusalem when he was writing to them about what they were doing.
所以当这个雅各写在雅各书第二章写信给这些基督徒的时候
their mistreatment of the homeless people, the less inclined people.
这些教会里面对于这些比较弱势的人的这种的不好的待遇
is because they were not comfortable. They were not feeling, they were insecure about who they were and about the other people. They felt the difference was a threat to them.
他是因为在那里的这些基督徒对于与他们不同的这些人无法接纳，或者是感到不能够融合在一起。
What James,
因为他们对自己是没有一个自信。
What James says is, get past that fear, get past the surface level.
雅各在那个地方告诉他们，你要离开除去那一层那个害那个恐惧的那个层面。
You have to get to the place where you understand what God has done.
你必须离开人的这个恐惧。看见耶稣基督所为你做的事情。
It's interesting, he quotes one of the great commandments. He says, you are to love your neighbor as yourself.
很有意思，他就引用了那个神的最大的诫命，就是要爱你的邻舍。
Right, rather than heeding, basically what he's saying is, you have to look at Jesus' example. How did he love his neighbor?
所以你要他看见他实际上是在说，你们要看耶稣基督他是怎么样的爱邻舍。
Rather than hating them, he loved them.
不不 这个不恨他们，反倒爱他们。
And he prayed for them. 为他们祷告。 Christ, he died for the other person as he has died for you.
耶稣基督为他们死，也正如为你死一样。
He says basically, let that wisdom from above come into your soul so you understand what I'm saying, what I'm trying to call you to do.
让那个从天上来的这个智慧进到你的心里，让你知道呼召你来所为的是什么。
Let that seed enter into your soul, create roots that become foundations, become strength, and so that the tree grows taller, so it creates branches that covers over people, has comfort. You can comfort people, and then you can bear fruit that could feed and give bless others.
所以可以让那个种子能够进到你内心的深处，而且能够让它的这根深而远，以至于树能够大而宽，以至于众人能够因此而蒙荫庇，得到好处。
So that's how the gospel gets deeper, how it becomes the rhythm of your life, the controlling program of your soul.
让这个福音进到你内心深处，成为你生命的这个掌管的那个城市。
Through Christ's weakness as the seed, it changes you from the inside to the out organically.
让耶稣基督他的甜蜜在你的心里能够从中间发出来，让你的生命因此成长。
Yeah, so it's not a robot.
能够有机的来成长，而不是像一个机器人一样。
I have one illustration. I shared it for the first service. I'll share it again, but I'm going to use a different illustration, kind of similar. An illustration.
我现在也讲一个这个比方。
A personal experience of what it looks like.
一个个人的一个经验。
I know a person in my church in the Resound group.
我知道在我们教会里面，我们的小组里面。
Who I've been mentoring for quite a while.
跟他在一起有一段引导这个人的时间。
And I was at Starbucks a few days ago, working on this.
几天以前在这个Starbucks里面。
And then the mother came up to me to talk to me.
这个她的妈妈来跟我讲话。
And she said, you know, I want to thank you for what you've done in my son's life.
她就说，谢谢你让在这个我这个孩子他的生命里面的改变。
I said, I didn't do anything, I just hang out with him all the time.
我说我其实也没做什么，就是每天跟他混在一起而已。
But what she said to me was really encouraging.
但是她接下来说的话其实非常有鼓励的作用。
She said that her son has a little sister who is not a little struggles psychologically.
她说她的小孩子有一个妹妹，这个发展身心发展有些障碍。
So has a lot of problems.
所以有很多的问题。
And so he's always been very mean to her.
所以呢，这个她的儿子就对这个她的女儿非常的残酷。
And but she said over the last few years he's changed.
但是过去几年来，他就慢慢的改变。He
started to love her more, support her more, take care of her.
就更多的来照顾、支持，来照顾她。Just
doing it without being asked, just caring for her.
没有人要求他这样做，但他就开始来关心、照顾这个他的妹妹。You
see what the gospel does? It transforms you.
见这个福音能做的事情吗？它就是可以改变你。And
it bears fruit like this to your mother.
他就。 可以产生这个，有产生效果。That's
the mystery of the seed.
这就是这个种子的奥秘。And
so let me take it to the last point, my conclusion.
让我进到这个结论的地方。
The very last verse, verse 20, it says, those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who bear, or who hear the word, accept it, and as a result, they bear fruit. It says 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到，又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍。
I don't think any. You see it grew 30, 60 times, 90, 100 times.
你看见它长出30, 60, 100倍。
no farming technique. I was looking up. I looked at Google.
我实际上才在 Google 上查过。
I don't think anything can produce crops.
没有这样子的种子可以结十、三十、六十、一百倍的。
But what you see here, what Jesus is saying is this is something mysterious, something supernatural.
耶稣基督在这个地方所讲的是一个超自然的一种的结果。
Something only God could do.
只有神自己能够这样子做。
And I'm going to tell you this today.
所以我今天要告诉你这件事情。
This is my challenge to you.
这也是给你的一个挑战。
Okay. Is that you are one of these four soils here.
你今天就是这里的所讲的一个土地。
And perhaps your heart is very hard. Your heart is very hard.
也许你的心是非常的坚硬。
Maybe you just want Jesus just to give you something.
或者你的心只是希望从上帝那里得到一些什么东西。
Maybe some of you are afraid, and you're afraid that your parents or your friends or your people will laugh at you.
也许我们当中有些人会担心你的四周的人，你的父母会嘲笑你。
For some of you, it's your fears, your doubts.
我们中间有些人可能是因为那个恐惧或者是这个怀疑。
Your own bad history, your life.
过去的在生命里面所碰到不好的事情。
Your imperfections as a human being that you don't like about you.
你对自己那种不完美的一种的看法。
Your failures.
你看见自己的失败。
What I want to say here is this.
我要说的在这边的时候说的是
If you allow the gospel to fall into the rich soil of your heart, the deepest place of the good place.
如果你愿意让耶稣基督的这个种子进到你心灵深处那个好土上面
It has the power to change your life.
他有那个能力可以改变你的生命
from the inside out,
从内到外
not mechanically,
不是一个机械的成长
but organically,
但是是有机的成长
And what it does is it fills your heart, your life with the gospel grace of Christ.
它就能够让你的心里面充满了耶稣基督他的恩典
It's not by the way of the world,
不是借着这个世界的一些的方法
It's not by strength, not by success.
不是借着成功能力
you know, we think that because I have a degree in seminary that I'm better than you, holier. So that's what a lot of people think, right? Because you know, Helicon, I'm a pastor, blah blah blah.
所以当然不是像说我今天是因为到了神学院有一个神学院的这个学位，所以我变得比较圣洁。
That has nothing to do with it.
跟这个完全没有关系。
I'm just as flawed, just as imperfect.
跟所有的人一样的是有缺陷的。
The beautiful thing, though, is from the inside out, the gospel equalizes all of us. We are all called to this.
但是奇妙的就是我们所有的人在福音里面都是站在同样的这个地位上面。
God doesn't use the best to change things only.
上帝他不会只是借着那个看来是最好的东西来改变这个世界。
He often does it through the least.
他常常借着看来不好的东西。
Because the least...It shows even more that he's the one that's doing it.
因为借着最卑贱的东西，让人看出使事情改变的，真的是因为他，而不是因为人。
My friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，and family here,
我们的
I call you family because if you're a Christian, I look at you as a brother or sister.
弟兄姐妹，这样称呼你们是因为我认为在主里面我们是一家人。
The gospel is a seed.
这福音是一个种子
that is to be planted in your heart.
是种在你的心里。
Would you receive it today?
你是否愿意来接受这个种子
？Would you let it fall to good soil?
你是否愿意让它落在好土里面
？Would you let it grow?
是否愿意让它成长
？Would you let it bear great fruit for the kingdom?
让它为了天国的缘故成结实百倍
？All of us should desire that.
我们所有人都希望如此。
You don't have to be a pastor to do that.
你不必。做一个牧师才能做这件事情。
Everywhere you go,
你到任何地方，你都可以这样。
You could be a tree that bears great fruit.
你可以成为结实百倍的大树
people,
能够喂养众人。
You could be a tree that covers and gives comfort, shadow to people.
你能够成为大树来荫庇众人。
So let us be, let us plant, let us receive the seed of life.
让我们一起来接受这个生命的种子。
Not in strength.But in weakness,
一个不是看来不是蛮有能力，却是软弱的这个种子。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
父神
，What I give to you, everybody here,
我们把众人在这里众人交在你手里。
I thank you so much for your son Jesus, this ultimate seed.
我们要谢谢你的爱子是这个最重要的种子。
Thank you through death you have come to bring life.
借着死亡你带来生命。
And we thank you, Father, you have given us the seed of life.
我们谢谢你把这生命的种子给我们。
You would call us to be the good soil.
让我们成为这个好土。
Let our hearts become that good soil.
让我们的心成为好土。
And let us cultivate the seeds of the gospel truth in our hearts to become trees of life.
让我们来耕耘这个好土, 让种子能够成为大树。
For those here that have hardened hearts that are like the road or like the second seed or the third seed,
让我们当中那些心好像硬土、浅土以及蛮有荆棘的土的心。
If there are one of those three, I pray that Father, you would rip out the weeds and the thorns, that you would push the seed deeper to their hearts today.
愿意，如果我们当中有这样的人，神求你让你的能力在他们心里面工作，让这个荆棘被除去，让种子能够被种到更深的地方。Bless
them with gospel
power, 用福音和他的能力来祝福这些人。Not
through strength, but through weakness.
借着软弱，不是借着能力来祝福他们。And
I pray, Father, you would do that for us today.
求你。 来祝福我们今天
In Jesus Christ we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen
好，让我们一起来唱回应诗歌，诗歌本第158首 进入我心
So let's sing response song, which is in hymn book number 158, Into My Heart.
我们只唱第三节，我们用中文和英文各唱一遍。
We are only going to sing verse 3. We are going to use Chinese verse and then English.
起立，一起来唱三一颂。
Let's stand up and let's sing doxology.
赞美战胜万夫之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君。
May you be the seed that is planted in good soil. Those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word, accept it, and bears fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. May you be that seed that is planted in good soil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Halcom, for your message. 谢谢牧师带来的信息。也欢迎各位弟兄姐妹今天来跟我们一起敬拜 and welcome.